Good morning. This is Lance Kenmore with the Kenmore team, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We're here every Saturday morning right here on News Talk 870. As always, you can contact me, Lance Kenmore, anytime direct on my cell phone at 396-0577 or visit us on the web at kenmoreteam.com. Once again, I always like to thank John for hosting and everybody here at the station for working to make this happen. Mr. John McKay, how you doing over there?
Oh, it's been a very busy week.
Absolutely, yes. a lot going on for sure. And it is, you know, it's crazy. When we were thinking about show topics this week and stuff, it just, the topic that we're going to talk about after we get to a couple things is, do homes really sell during the holidays? But with the weather being the way it is,
I think it's spring.
Been
right
so
now.
Warm. Yeah, it just hasn't been something that has been top of mind. So we'll take it, though. Other than, you know, I always say that daylight savings time thing works against us realtors because it's, you know, when it starts getting dark now at 4:40, I'm rushing out to try to meet people after work to look at houses. I need to have a flashlight with me right now, Tom.
Yep. No, I bet you do.
And folks, that's Mr. Tom Coyne with Umpqua Mortgage, our resident in-house lending specialist. Tom, how have things been going for you?
Well, you know, I know John wearing his Green Bay hat over there saw the Seahawks game Monday night.
Oh, Buffalo. Buffalo played an egg, but Sherman is, well, I tell you what.
Oh, here we go.
Just reinforce my opinion.
here we go.
It was an awesome game. I love it when it's just right down to the wire.
I was impressed with the way that Buffalo played.
Oh, yeah.
I
really strong.
Was.
They
but you know what's going to be even funnier is Sunday night in Foxborough.
You know? they don't have beast mode. Right? But hopefully we don't replay what that Super Bowl was.
Yes.
It won't even be close at halftime.
Well, we're going to see, John.
Brady's going to go surgical.
We're going to see.
My soon-to-be son-in-law is a Patriots fan. We're going to invite him over. He's going to watch the game.
Going by John's house.
Yes, you will not be going by John's house.
And, of course, you know, Green Bay, the wife likes Dallas, Denver. My son's a Colts fan. And thank God for NFL Sunday ticket.
Oh, that's awesome.
Go Hawks.
Go Hawks. There we go, for sure. They're getting their sparring in for sure. We always like to start off with kind of a crazy real estate story. We try to mix in a little celebrity real estate and do a little research. And I tell you what, I wasn't impressed with much of the celebrity stories I was finding online this week. But, it seems like lately we've seen some crazy, crazy houses come on the market. And this one is a 13,500 square feet. It is a castle, and it was formerly called Greystone Court, and it's now on the market for $3.95 million. And, I mean, it looks like a castle, Tom. You could have just taken this thing and transferred it over from England. It has 6 bedrooms, 7 baths, 11 fireplaces.
Does it have a moat
in this place? And it I think all it's missing is the moat, McKay.
Oh,
and
if it had the moat, I'd be interested.
I need to get you a track hoe out there, and you can dig a moat around this thing for sure. But it is definitely unique. I would not want to be working with the appraisal on this for sure.
I might have a hard time finding comps on the
I was just going to say, comps non-existent.
Comps non-existent. We're going to have to go with maybe a replacement value on that thing. So there you go. If you've got an extra $4 million lying around, you can head up to New York and get yourself a castle. Well, as we got ready for the show, like I talked about a little bit before, it's the time of year where people are starting to ask the question, should I be listing my home? Because do homes really sell during the holidays? And so we get a lot of people that might be putting off going on the market or not wanting to sell during the holidays. So I always go back and look through some historical numbers. And when we do that, it's crazy because the last 2 years, both November and December, have had over 300 a month number of homes sold in those months. So they have been extremely, extremely active, and we're still looking for that inventory. We've still managed to be in a low inventory market, and a lot of times that will kind of change the outlook of people doing that. Now, I understand the biggest things people say is, gosh, I've got, you know, I don't want somebody trying to show my house the day before Thanksgiving while I'm trying to get everything ready, or the day after. But there's a couple things to consider in that process. And so I wrote down some points and some of the things to consider. And that is the number one thing that I wrote down this time of year, and especially as the weather starts to change a little bit, November and December buyers are very serious. Mm-hmm. And what happens is the rest of the year, maybe it's spring, summer, you know, parade of homes. You get a lot of people that are just out there kind of doing this for a hobby. They're, you know, the weather's great. They're out on a Sunday drive. They're checking things out and looking at properties. And those might not always be the most serious buyers. But this time of year, if it is, I tell you what, if it's, you know, ice and snow and we've had a lot of rain the last month, if you're in that situation and you're still out looking at homes and looking at homes at night after work, and we talked about it being dark and that type of stuff, if you are still getting showings, then you need to know that those people seeing your house this time of year are very, very serious buyers.
Yeah, that's what I was going to think is these people maybe have more of a need, because I don't think anyone really wants to move around Thanksgiving or Christmas or when it's cold and rainy or snowy or wet outside. And so, yeah, it absolutely makes sense that these people maybe have almost a necessity to go buy a house.
Yeah, so we always tell our folks that are on the market and looking to go on the market, if you're getting showings this time of year, those are serious buyers to really pay attention to and give some consideration to. So we're always making sure those buyers that are looking right now are getting all the information they need, they have what they need to make a decision, and they're ready to pull the trigger. So that was point number one. Point number two, and this kind of follows up, last week we talked about remodeling and sprucing up the inside of the house because you're spending more time there. Reason number two that I put down why we have success this time of year and a large number of sales is that many homes actually show better decorated for the holidays. And it's that classic thing where it's like, oh man, people are all going to be coming over for Thanksgiving, so let's go ahead and get the carpets cleaned. Let's make sure the house is ready for them to come over. People put out decorations. They have their holiday candles out. The houses generally will smell better this time of year as they're getting ready for parties and doing that. So one of the things about that is it really makes buyers feel at ease. A lot of the times people have cleaned up for these holiday parties. They've put the clutter away. They've made that extra effort because they're inside more to make the house look better. So it's just one of those things. I was talking to our carpet cleaner before we came over to do the show, and we've had him out on a lot of jobs and taking care of some properties for us, and he said this is one of his busiest times of the year because he's getting things ready for parties, and then sometimes, unfortunately, if it's too good of a party, he's back after the party to clean the carpets again. So it's just it's one of those things where people are very conscious about how the homes look, and a lot of those homes actually show better decorated for the holidays. The third point that I wrote down is that what happens is that even because of this stuff going on, there's a general conception out there in the market that it might not be the best time to sell a house. So you have a lot of people that hold off putting their homes on the market this time of the year. Now, we talked about already being on a low inventory market. So what you have now is you have the majority of folks that think like that. So there's going to be less homes on the market. And if you're a buyer looking and there's less to choose from, as a seller, there's less competition, your house is going to stand out this time of year, especially if you have it dialed in, really well taken care of. If there's less homes on the market and we already had a lower inventory market to begin with, you put your house on the market this time of year, you're going to have less competition. And so there's people always say, well, how's that work with showing instructions and getting ready for parties? I don't want to worry about that. What we can do is we can put notes and restrictions on the property. So, of course, just like everything else, unless it's a very extreme case, we can say the day before Thanksgiving and obviously Thanksgiving Day that there are no showings allowed. So we can make those adjustments to get people through it in the proper time. So that's one of those things where you can always say no to the showings, but at least having the exposure out there now is not a bad idea at all. So there's a lot of great reasons out there on why we're still going to sell a lot of homes between now and the end of the year. Our demand has not dropped off yet at all. We've been extremely busy. Rates have stayed low. People are going to have kind of an end of the year rush to get some things done. So this absolutely is a time of year where we're still looking for great homes to put on the market because we have more buyers than we have those homes right now. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk to Tom on the lending side of things and what's going on over there with him, and come back with three or four more reasons on why, if you're thinking about selling, you can still get your home sold during the holiday season.
Right here on News Talk 870.
Welcome back to the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We've been talking about, I know it doesn't feel like it outside and hasn't, but we've been talking about getting your home sold during the holiday season. Traditionally in real estate, normal markets, we're coming into that time of year where there definitely are some challenges, some things you need to think about. But there's still going to be a lot of real estate transacted over the next 45 days. I mean, Tom, you just don't shut down. I went by Umpqua yesterday, and I saw the doors were still open.
We're still there.
Okay, good. We're going to be in business during this holiday season. And eventually, it's going to get a little chillier outside. That weather's going to turn. It's kind of sneaking up on us this year. So, like I said, there's some very big, big positives on some of the reasons of how you can get your home sold during the holidays. And one of the reasons I put down, and this leads us right into why we have him here as the co-host and have Tom on, is I just said, Tom, you know, one of the things about it is you guys, I know, are very focused. You're always refining your systems. And if there's less homes on the market, you have more capacity this time of year to process those loans, correct?
Yeah, that's what I was just gonna say. You know, we expect seasonality adjustments during the winter. I mean, we know it's going to get a little bit slower than it is in July, and it definitely helps us refine our systems, work on tweaking a couple things. And heck, we just talked about the closing disclosure process. It's something that all lenders are still evaluating what's the best way to do this. The closing disclosure, we talked about it earlier in the year, replaced the HUD settlement statement. And you have to wait 3 business days after you receive that before you sign. We're trying to find a better, faster way to do it. And I like how Umpqua is really using this slower expected time to really refine that. And I suspect that within the coming weeks, we're going to see some changes on it.
Tom, that's awesome. And like I said, you guys are always very, very quick over there. We appreciate that. We had a couple issues with some other lenders the last 2 weeks where, man, their appraisal turn times just weren't acceptable for our contract dates. And it's just, that's not the response that we get at Umpqua. So I'm going to turn it over to you for a little bit. Talk about what's going on at Umpqua and some of the things we need to be looking at in the lending world.
You know, something I see a lot when we start nearing the end of the year and starting the new year is people start reevaluating their finances, start thinking about some goals. And a lot of that is their mortgage and how do we pay this off? And maybe they consider starting paying a little bit extra money to pay it off sooner. And so a question that comes up a lot, it revolves around biweekly payments. I get it from probably 50% of my clients about, do we do biweekly payments and how do they work? So I thought it's a great opportunity to talk about that. Now, there's not a lender out there that I know of that offers biweekly payments. When you sign your note, which is your promise to repay, it says the payment is due on the first. So every lender expects full payment on the first. When you do a biweekly payment, that's done through a third-party company. You pay that company, and then they turn around and pay us the mortgage payment. Now, like I said, mortgage is due on the first. So if you do a biweekly payment, if you start this on November 1st, and you pay half your payment on November 1st and half it on the 15th, you're going to be short your payment that was due to us on the 1st. So you're always going to be ahead in that. So it's going to require you to get half a month ahead to be able to make sure that the bank is going to be able to receive the full month of payment when it's due on that 1st. But essentially, you're paying half your payment every 2 weeks. And these third-party companies, what a lot of people don't understand is they're not the bank. And so just the essence that it's another company, you have to ask yourself, well, how do they get paid, right?
Absolutely.
They got to get their money somehow. So there always is going to be a service fee that you're going to pay them, and it's usually deducted out of your payment or added to the payment that you're sending them. But the one thing that people don't understand is that they hold that extra principal that you're paying throughout the year until the 12th month, and then it's applied to your principal balance. So let me do an example. On biweekly payment, like I said, you pay half your mortgage payment every 2 weeks. And because there's 52 weeks in the year, by the end of the year, you'll have paid two extra two-week payments, which equals one full payment. Let's assume that your payment is $1,200 for our example. You're going to pay $600 every 2 weeks. Now, like I said, they're going to hold all that extra money until the 12th month. Now, the better way to do this is, let's say you tell yourself, I'm going to pay $1,200 extra per year, whether I do biweekly payments or if I put it extra monthly. If you paid an extra $100 on your mortgage payment per month, that extra $100 is applied to your principal balance that month. And the magic of compounding interest means that on month two, you're now going to pay less interest because you have a smaller loan amount. Now, in the short run, like let's say 1 to 2 years, this is going to have a nominal impact versus biweekly payments. But when you look at the like long term, like say 10 years or however long you plan on having your mortgage, you'll really have much greater savings by paying extra monthly versus doing the biweekly payments, because that third party company isn't going to apply that extra principal balance until the 12th month every single year, even though you're paying it throughout the year. Now, with that being said, I still think it's a good idea to do biweekly payments under a couple different scenarios. Let's say you're just the type of person who's going to make the minimum payment on your mortgage payment. Like if it's $1,200, you're not going to pay $1,250 or $1,300, you're going to pay $1,200. So if you're not disciplined enough to pay extra, then do biweekly, because you are going to pay extra and it is going to cut time off your loan. Or if it's just a matter of just pure convenience, maybe you have a hard time budgeting and it really works well with your paychecks and how they come in, and it makes it a lot easier for you to do it biweekly, then absolutely do it. But if you tell yourself, like I was saying, I'm going to pay an extra payment a year, no matter what, whether I do biweekly or pay it extra monthly, then pay the extra monthly, because that, again, magic of compounding interest, it's just going to have a trickle-down effect that every single month after that, you're paying less interest and more to principal.
And Tom, it's crazy. It sneaks up on you. I mean, I'm not getting any younger, and I'm shocked at how fast time goes by. And I remember Karen and I did this on our very first home that we bought in Tri-Cities. I look back at that time, we didn't really know any better, but we had ran into somebody we trusted, and a mentor who set us up on this early. And once we got on it, it just became part of our budget. We didn't know any better. But I remember what it did is it cut our 30-year mortgage to 22.
Wow.
And then what happened is, because prices appreciated faster, it was like 4 years later and we had paid enough off that we qualified then to drop our PMI. Mm-hmm. And when we did that, we converted to a 15-year mortgage, and then did the same exact thing, and it dropped the 15-year mortgage to like an 11.5.
You know, I love hearing stories like this. And one thing that my wife and I do is, like, let's say we just paid off for student loans not too long ago, and that amount that we were spending towards our student loans, we just immediately turned around and added that to our mortgage payment. Now, our budget already allowed for that money to be going out to these student loans. So it was no impact to us whatsoever to just start adding it to the house payment. But we cut years and years and years off our mortgage by doing that. And if you also raise your mortgage payment incrementally, like maybe you set up auto pay, you have online access, make it really easy for you to just log in. And if you raise it by $10, $20 a month here and there, like every few months, most people aren't going to even realize that extra 10 bucks came out of their bank account. It just comes out. So if you slowly increase it, before you know it, you've turned your 30-year loan into, just like you said, a 22-year loan and saved yourself tens of thousands of dollars.
Tom, that's great information. I'm glad you brought and presented that program to our listeners. And yeah, it's just a great way. We talk about investment properties. We talk about having rentals. And you can do this with two or three investment properties at the same time and really expedite your payoff and then get yourself closer to, say, an early retirement. I mean, if you use the same process on two houses instead of one house, in 22 years, you would have two homes completely paid off. And so it makes a big, big difference in someone's ability to retire and their financial well-being as they get older.
Yeah, if you want a review of your mortgage, if you want me to just do some quick math for you and say, hey, Tom, if I pay an extra $130 a month, how quick am I going to pay off my loan? Just feel free to give me a call. Shoot me an email. All my info is on my website, tomcoinhomeloans.com. It helps to have a copy of your mortgage statement. I'd be happy to work those numbers for you and send them right back.
Tom, that's some great, great information. I wanted to hit us up with a pick three. We've been talking about listing during the holidays. We've got some great new listings on the market, some absolutely fantastic homes for people. If you haven't found the right home, here's a couple for you. 2833 Monarch Lane in Richland. We're looking Horn Rapids. This is a three-bedroom, three-bath home on a cul-de-sac. 1,520 square feet, laminate wood flooring on the main level, new carpet in the traffic areas, great kitchen with dining area, bright living room, vaulted ceilings, and a gas fireplace. You've got the master on the main level, and then the upper level has two secondary bedrooms with a full bath. This is coming in, fully fenced backyard, priced at $185,000. So hard to find those properties under $200,000 in good shape like this one. Pick number two, back to Kennewick, 1607 West 33rd. This is a four-bedroom, three-bath home, and this is out in Pheasant Run off of 27th, 1650 square feet, big living room, gas fireplace, great kitchen with an island and tile flooring. You've got the master on the main level here also. And this property coming in at $214,900. So another very, very well-priced home in Pheasant Run in Kennewick. And then pick number three, also in Kennewick. This is out in Creekstone, 1803 South Jefferson Place. Three-bedroom, two-bath Rambler, about 1,600 square feet. Great gas fireplace, open kitchen, slab granite counters, full tile backsplash, stainless steel appliances, great master bedroom with its private master bath, dual sink vanity. Really, really dialed in nicely. And that's Creekstone, $232,800. So just some really good listing inventory right now. In that mark, we talk about under 250, moving extremely well right now. So very possible, might even be more possible for buyers to find the right home right now and for sellers to be able to get their house sold. Couple more points before we have to wrap up here that I wrote down about having a home for sale during the holidays. I put down reason number six here, and that is a lot of potential job transferees take the holiday vacation days to actually go house hunting. It always surprises people every year. I can't believe someone wants to come take a look at my house Christmas Eve or the day before Thanksgiving and or the day after. You know, we haven't cleaned up from all the family and everything. But a lot of people, if they're thinking about that move to the Tri-Cities, they have family here, they come in for the 4 or 5 days around the holidays, they want to check out some homes while they are here. Also, along that same line with job transferees, a lot of the recruiters out there are trying to get new employees in Tri-Cities and settled by January 1st. So a lot of them are using a fiscal year end of January 1 to get new employees out here and get them started. So another reason, a lot of business that we do during the holidays. Another reason that I wrote down is that we personally on the Kenmore team always do a big push at the end of the year to finish strong. Our team is very, very in tune with what their goals were to finish the year out. So we do a couple extra things. One of the reasons this is we have a lot of special marketing that we do throughout November and December. We do client appreciation parties. We do special radio promotions. We're seeing probably and talking to more people and potential buyers and sellers in our sphere of influence in November and December than maybe the rest of the year. So that type of activity and that type of focus tends to increase sales these last 2 months. And then the last thing that I wrote down is that the biggest reason is that, number one, is we want your business. And we guarantee our services in writing, and we give you that guarantee. So we remain aggressive all year. We don't sell till November 1st and then be like, oh, shoot, we hit our goals. It's over. We're done and shut down. That's not how we operate. We're not going to disappear for those 2 months. We're going to knock it out of the park. We're having one of the best years we've ever had in Tri-Cities. Plus, our team is growing. We're helping more people than we've ever helped. So give us a call today, because those reasons, combined with our guaranteed home sale program, our hassle-free listing, and our great partnerships that we have with people like Tom at Umpqua, are why you can still purchase a home during the holidays and get your house sold during the holidays. So, Tom, as we wrap up and leave here, what's the best way for folks to get a hold of you on the lending side of things?
Feel free to go to my website. All my information's there, tomcoinhomeloans.com.
And we'll be right back here next week.
Right here on News Talk 870.